Hi everyone, welcome to the Enter podcast series, which aims at raising awareness on Project Enter to transform newcomer entrepreneurship and especially recognize refugee businesses. This episode of our Good Experience podcast series of the Project Enter to transform transformational entrepreneurship hubs for recognized refugee restarters is hosted by the French partner PULSE. The project is co-funded by the Interreg Northwest Europe Programme. With us today are Raphaël Iniguez and myself, Joséphine Charlot from PULSE, an organization operating in Africa and Europe, and whose mission is to promote entrepreneurship as a lever for inclusive and sustainable development. Raphaël is the project manager of the Project Act, which we'll introduce in a few, and I'm the communication officer. We are very happy to also to welcome Sina Joshini, the head of the Refugee Entrepreneur Development Programme at La Ruche, one of Enter to Transform's sub-partners. Today, we want to talk about how PULSE and La Ruche worked in the frame of the Enter to Transform project and how we made it our own by creating the Initiative Act. Raphaël, thank you for joining us. Could you explain a little bit more about this project?
Hello, thank Josephine for having me. Well, to help disseminate the results of the Enter to Transform project, PULSE has developed a new initiative around the issue of accessibility to social entrepreneurship, the ACT project for acting together for more inclusive impact entrepreneurship and supported by google.org. This project aims to bring together those involved in supporting entrepreneurship, so associations or incubators, and those involved in professional integrations, and to create together methodological tools to better guide and support the final beneficiaries, so the future entrepreneurs, including recognized refugees. More concretely, our target professionals are being acculturated to entrepreneurship or equipped with pedagogical tools for sensitizing, informing, or directing their beneficiaries. The ACT project so began in February 2022 with a workshop that enabled multi-stakeholders in the field of work integration and impact entrepreneurship always to meet, reflect, and co-construct toolkits. Now and until the end of March 2023, the kits are being tested according to a process formalized in several stages. The first one is the implementation of these recommendations by a consortium of operators, such as La Ruche or Singa, working especially with recognized refugees and social professional integration structures such as temporary accommodation centers for recognized refugees or France Terre d'Asile. Sharing a good practice during sharing session with consortium members is another stage, obviously, of the second phase. Also, the evaluation of the impact of the methodological tools thanks to activity and impact indicators measured by the consultant Mesurez Votre Impact, which is a partnership between Group SOS Consulting and the French Red Cross. According to the recommendations drawn from the experimentation phase, the tools will be improved and adjusted, obviously, and thus we will be able to identify actions and levers to disseminate these tools on a national and further at the European scale. After the experimental phase, and in a perspective of spreading the support of impact entrepreneurs, the current ACT consortium will be an ambassador for the dissemination of the toolkit in open source on the French national territory. And then in another phase, this tool will be disseminated through the Northwest Europe region in the framework of the Enter to Transform project. And they will be available on the project platform and partners will be trained to use them at the final event in February 2023.
Thank you, Raphaël. Such an interesting and ambitious project. And as you said, you work closely with Sina and La Ruche. And so I will turn to you, Sina. Could you explain to our listeners what La Ruche does and how it connects to the Enter to Transform project?
Yes. Hello. Thank you for having me. So La Ruche is a network of incubators that supports entrepreneurs in France, regardless of their origin, gender, or background, thanks to the support of adapted programs to their profiles. Since 2019, La Ruche has partnered with the Human Safety Net Foundation and the local and other local actors to launch supported programs dedicated to refugee entrepreneurs. It is in this framework of project that the Hive has teamed up with Pulse for the ACT project to co-construct with other partners an animation kit for refugee entrepreneurs.
Thank you. And from what you've learned so far, could you tell us what are the difficulties that the beneficiary meets?
Yes, sure. For me, the difficulties encountered by the beneficiaries are first, lack of information on entrepreneurship and administration in France, that is very complicated. Sometimes they have a low level in French, which prevents them from being autonomous. And they have a lack of self-confidence due to these different difficulties.
Okay, thank you. And how about you, Raphael?
Indeed, encountered by our beneficiaries, and I would like to add to the to add to this difficulty, maybe the saturation of access to housing in France and the non-equivalence of diplomas on the territory, maybe also the or the lack of information, as Ina said, about different professional paths. More precisely, maybe the access to the labor market without diploma equivalence is limited and not very fulfilling. In parallel, access to housing, especially for refugees, depends on their professional and financial stability. But in France, it is completely saturated, as I said. And thus, we advocate social entrepreneurship for these people as another way of integrating into the labor market, the network created or new creative dynamic, or a boost in self-confidence, but at the condition that they are properly accompanied and perceive the risk and advantages and act accordingly. And maybe and finally, entrepreneurship is not well known by integration structures or not very valued because it seems insecure. And we do not advocate that this professional pathway is suitable for all profiles that are far from employment, but it can be a viable and fulfilling source of integration, provided that it is well supported.
Yes, so there is a need to help these people. That's very interesting, thank you. And so how does this project respond to these difficulties? Sina, do you want to go first?
Yes, of course. I really think that ACT responds to these difficulties because it makes it possible to create kits to respond together and in a concrete way to those questions, and also to have a 360-degree vision between the beneficiaries, the social workers, and also those who accompany their project, so all the stakeholders.
Okay. And you, Raphael, what do you think?
I'm obviously agree with Sina, and maybe the two kits are making the beneficiaries pathway more fluid and through personalized support and collaborations between integration and entrepreneurship support structures.
Yes, you're right, I think. And so now let's talk more about actions, maybe first with Larouche. What did you put in place in order to better support the beneficiaries?
Concretely, we have worked on the construction of three kits for the public that we accompany, and those kits will be tested. The first one is the construction of a collaborative directory between different actors involved in supporting refugees in order to facilitate communication between them. The second one is the organization of collaborative workshops between partners to strengthen the impact on beneficiaries. And then the third one is the construction of an entrepreneurship discovery workshop for reception and accommodation centers so that the beneficiaries can have information on the possibility of undertaking businesses in France, and they can have information also on the different organizations that can help them with their project.
Okay, I see. That's very interesting. And so that now we are entering the phase two of the project. What lessons have you learned from the phase one, the first phase of the ACT project? Maybe we can start with you, Raphael.
Yes, for sure. The entrepreneurship and integration actors' issues are indeed shared. But there are some other issues, like a real training on impact entrepreneurship is needed to deconstruct the preconceived notions of precarious entrepreneurship, such as Uberization, even before proposing tools that link integration and entrepreneurship structures. And we advocate for impact entrepreneurship more than just entrepreneurship also. And the methodological tools developed still need to be evaluated over time so they can be used as autonomously as possible. This is this challenge of our experimental phase, but also the next phase, like third one.
Maybe you want to add something, Sina?
Yes, sure. For me, what is really interesting is that the different stakeholders, the different actors really share the same vision, and they face the same issues while helping those people. The start of phase two shows how motivated we are to work together, because we have the common goal of having the greatest impact on our beneficiaries.
Yeah, and I think it makes the strength of this project is how we all work together. And so now that we know that this project is very important, so what are your wishes or desires for the future of this project, and how we can better accompany this target audience? Rafael?
So maybe the first wishes would be to have an ACT consortium to support the dissemination of the project as project ambassadors between all of our partners, and to collaborate as much as possible with all the structures of entrepreneurship and insertion in order to adapt the project to the multiple challenges of the territories, first one in France and after in Europe. And to maybe the biggest wish is obviously to see an increasing impact on the beneficiaries in their professional insertion, that they can access social entrepreneurship if they wish so, and still being accompanied and properly accompanied.
Yes, that's I think that's our biggest hope here. This is already my last question. Maybe we can talk about the next steps of the project. Rafael?
Yes, for sure. We are currently going to finish testing the tools in Île-de-France region, so in France, and until the end of March, and then we will disseminate them through the country before taking this approach maybe more widely in Europe. And to do this, we are to multiply our collaborations, set up a system of ambassadors for the project, and obviously fill out the feedback from our direct and final beneficiaries.
Yes. Well, thank you, Rafael and Sina, for a very interesting insights. And I guess for me, this project also resonates with Pulse's recently launched advocacy, which aims to make high impact entrepreneurship more accessible to all. Indeed, Pulse is developing its expertise on these accessibility issues in France and also internationally in its various programs and projects, which requires us to have knowledge of the local audiences and issues. If our listeners are interested in reading our advocacy, you can go over to our website, which is pulse-group.org. It was wonderful to have you here. I hope you enjoyed being on this podcast and explaining what you do to help refugees find their ways to impact entrepreneurship. And for our listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode. Goodbye.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you, Josephine.